So Diddy and LeBron is going viral. There's a clip where LeBron is saying, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Yeah, somebody saw that. Oh, man, LeBron, you got to explain that one, bro.
Well, here's the thing. So from what I've gathered so far is that there's levels to Diddy parties. Like, you know, there's like the, you know, just everybody getting fucked up to a degree, you know, regular fun. Then there's, you know, the homosexual shit. There's the orgy shit. But not all of the parties are all of those things.
Gotcha.
So, this is.
All right, we good.
All right. Dead in Hip Hop, D365, you know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO247, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ends. And today, we're talking Ken Carson, A Great Chaos. You know how we do it? We start with the ratings. So, Ken, the features on here are Destroy Lonely and Lil Uzi Vert.
That's tough. that's rough. Yeah, man, Elf.
I'm there with you, Ken. What about the production?
You know what? I'm going to give the production a C-. It's okay.
I'm going to give it a D.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a D because I thought it was interesting. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what Ken Carson did on it, but I also don't know, outside of Lil Uzi Vert, maybe Kenny Mason is somebody that I would be like, hey, you know, you want to go this rock route, try some of these. But it's a very small collective of hip hop rappers that I would give this to. What about the rapping, singing?
Man, I don't even want to do the brother like this, bro. I won't go as far as the F because I think that Ken Carson is definitely trying to do his own thing and do his own style, an experimental version of mainstream Atlanta sound and music. So I'm gonna be a D.
I'm right there with you, Ken, because I do give him respect for not trying to fit in and trying to stand out. But again, you wanted to know what the youngins was listening to.
I did.
This is what they listening to, Ken.
I don't understand.
So what about overall? What are you giving this?
Overall, I'm giving it an F. And the crazy thing is when I listened to this the first time, walked away, and then when I was just looking at it, I was saying, oh yeah, I like that Ken Carson project. And I completely forgot what it sounded like. I completely forgot what it was. It just looked like something that I thought I liked. Like the cover looks, I liked the cover. And I was like, oh yeah, I think I like that one. But then that was off of one listen. It had been a minute. So when I went back and listened to it, I was like, what the hell? What is this? And Atlanta? What? I don't understand. I didn't understand any of it. I'm at an F.
I give him a D out of respect because
you know what? I'll do the same. Fine.
Yeah, I give him a D out of respect because I feel like, again, he's definitely trying to stand out. I don't think that the rapping, he's trying to stand out too much. He does have a little bit of the mumbleness to him, and he definitely sounds very Atlanta. The production is definitely far left. I just don't know if his approach to the production makes a great marriage. But I do respect him out of the box. Cause again, outside of Lil Uzi Vert and Kenny Mason, I don't know who I would even introduce this production to.
No one. Oh, production? Yeah, I got you on that. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, you said Denzel Curry, right?
Nah, Kenny Mason and Lil Uzi.
Kenny Mason would be a good one too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can hear, like, you know, that Jennifer's Body. I like that. I like that. Because I thought there was something wrong with my phone because it starts and then it stops. I'm like, what the fuck going on? You know, and some of these beats on here, I'm like, all right, cool. I like, it is definitely It's experimental, trappy, commercial shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I give it respect. But what he's doing on it, it's not a good marriage, in my opinion. I'm not going to say it's all the way trash, but again, Ken, the youngins are listening to this. They're listening to this. And I just don't know, at least for me, what setting this project is appropriate for. Cause I don't see this getting played in the club. And obviously I'm no longer a club goer like that. So I can't really tell you what really goes in the club. Because if somebody 22 came to me and be like, yo, FIFO, this goes in the club, I haven't been there in a very long time. So, cool.
I got to go out. If somebody told me that, I'm going to see it for myself.
Yo, let's lace up the Nikes.
Bro,
I'm
telling you, bro. Because I don't know. Again, it's this whole vibey thing that they're on. You know,
what kind of vibe is this?
Playboy Cardi.
What
is
kind of drug do you take to enjoy this?
Bro, people love. There's a sector of hip hop fans that love Kid Cudi. A guy like him. Remember, Nemo. Mm. Nemo would fuck with something like this.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I think Nemo was a Playboy Cardi fan.
Yeah.
There was somebody that I came across that Nemo listened to because I think we follow each other on Apple Music. And it was like a weird name. I was like, it was New Music Friday. And I was like, oh, what is this? And I looked and I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. And then I scrolled to the bottom. I saw Nemo's name. Mm. And I was like, this is the stuff that Nemo likes.
Yeah.
This experimental, southern sounding, trap-ish type of music that's creative.
Yeah, because, and you know, again, I respect the experimental aspect of it, but like Lose It, right? Succubus.
Think, yeah.
There's so much bass and distortion that it wasn't enjoyable. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, bro, is there something wrong with my headphone? Like, let me switch these bitches out. Like, then I played it in the car and I'm like, oh, hell no, you about to blow my shit. Mm. Like, nah. So I just, again, Ken, like my question is what is the time and the place that you listen to this? Cause this shit not bumping in my whip at all. This is, if I go to a club and they start playing this, Ken, it's time to go. It is time to go. Hey, babe, get your purse. We out. Like, no. I don't get it. But again, I do want to give him the grace because, Lil Uzi, Playboy Cardi, Kenny Mason are the only niggas that I would say are doing extremely. And Lil Yachty, I think that last Lil Yachty project that Mike, you know, highly regards. That's a very small cluster of hip hop. Like, it made me feel old, Ken. I feel old again, just like I did listening to Lil Tyler. I feel old as fuck listening to this.
I can listen to this over Lil Tyler, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
so, yeah. You know, at least he's trying to rap. But,
yeah. You know, I can't even give him, I feel like, you know, he's a distorted version of Travis Scott. Like, you know, I could eat. And that's why I say I respect them. Not my cup of tea. I'm not going to shit on you. But it's just, Ken, this is what the youth is listening to. These are the guys that they're propping and saying, these are hip hop guys. These are our hip hop guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If they say so, I don't. I'm with you. I think what Ken Carson is doing is starting to catch on.
With who?
Well, the first couple of projects, people didn't seem to fuck with him. Like, they didn't like it.
Mm, so they're trying to accept it.
Because I didn't follow Playboi Carti, but what I know from Playboi Carti is what I could try to remember from Nemo. But people fucked with Playboi Carti. He had a chance to pop off. Then he did something where he went too far left or right, and it threw people off. And he's been struggling to get to back to where he's at now. But now I guess he has his protege in Ken Carson that's coming along and doing a version of that. So I think Kenny Mason, Ken Carson, like, things are different now, bro. Like, I told you, like, mine don't even listen to it. Another one listen to rap music. So, I mean, rock music or metal music. These black kids nowadays or hip-hop fans, they just, they're different. So I don't know.
Yeah.
At least the mainstream ones are. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mainstream hip-hop fans. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel old. I feel old. That's all I got.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow with another review, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.